With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy, and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 29th. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Mari. How you doing, Mari?
Hi, Taryn. I'm here. I'm back again to ask you the hard-hitting questions, such as, do you prefer steak and eggs or Eggs Benedict in the morning?
I got to go steak and eggs.
Same. Me too. And to follow that hard-hitting question, how do you like your eggs?
If I'm having them with steak, I feel like I'm going to go like fried.
Yes. Yeah. Fried with a little bit of yolk, like a fried sauce.
Exactly.
That's where I'm at, too. So I'm excited today. Might not be much to talk about, but I'm here to have fun. I'm excited.
Yes. We are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was day 61 in the house. And nothing too much here to talk about. We've got some drama to talk about, but beyond that, there's not a whole lot of movement, but we will get through the day and update you on where we are at as of right now. We started the day with Kiefer and Brayden kind of talking about Beth's pitches, Beth and Tara, obviously on the block, looking like Beth is the one that will be sent home. Beth has been trying to throw anything she can against the wall. She's been trying to get into Brayden's head and let him know that Ty is playing him, or at least had been. And Brayden lets Kiefer know that that she's been trying to do this, and they just kind of laugh about Beth's various pitches. They're like, what even is her narrative? Like, what is she trying to do? And they're like, I think she's just throwing anything she can against the wall. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. And it's like, if ever you needed a concise argument, it's here at the final five. Like, I don't know what Beth was trying to do between trying to get in between Bray and Ty, try to throw Keith under the bus to Bray and Ty, then go to Keith and say that, you know, she would be aiming for Ty. Like, it just didn't make sense. You cannot appeal. There's only two people voting, and you can't appeal to both of those two people if they are not in lockstep, which Ty and Keith are. They're very, they're out for themselves. So they're not going to be lockstep. So she needed the whole Dane final five. She needed to go up to one of them, in my opinion, Ty, and hammer home that whole Keith is the front runner. Keith is the front runner. He's not on the block now, but Tara and Kiefer are close. We get Tara out. It's no longer, Brayden can't play. So if Brayden can't play, it's going to be two versus one next week. I could be your two. It could be the two of us versus Keith. I feel like that would have been the most concise, the most logical, the best angle she could have came for, and she did not do that. Or she did, but she also did three other campaigns.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly it. I mean, Beth is going to come around to the correct, and I'll give her credit for that. Like, she's going to come around to the correct arguments when it comes to Brayden, don't put me on the block, you need to make the move on Kiefer. And when it comes mm-hmm. to Brayden and Ty, you should keep me over Tara because I'm going to bring you guys to the end and Tara's probably maybe not. Those are both correct arguments, but she's pissed them off so much on a personal level that they don't care. We'll get to that. People really enjoyed this conversation that Kiefer and Ty were talking about haircuts. And Kiefer said that there's nothing better than a fresh cut mull.
Fresh cut mullet. Yes, I saw that. Like, he was like, if you don't keep the mullet fresh, it can look horrible, like real easily. So Keith was saying that he goes to get his mullet cut every 2 weeks. And Ty was like, nope, I need the fresh lineup every week. And I'm like, I'm with you, Ty. I get it. I have black men in my family. I understand exactly where you're coming from. So it was such a cute conversation. And in the whole morning, as I alluded to, one of the first things I saw was everybody's in the kitchen. Like, they never have anything to do anymore. That now there's Final Five. Ty was cooking, and unfortunately, no more shirtless chefs because Jed isn't there. Ty was fully clothed. I was like, I miss shirtless chefs, and I'm so sad that it's done. But they were talking about their eggs, they're talking about their steaks, and in the middle of that they still found time to kind of like dump on Beth the moment she left the kitchen.
Kiefer says he's like a horse
with the mullet. Yes.
Like I said, there's not a whole lot to talk about here.
It's not.
Ty is gonna beat Tara in chess. That happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kiefer is going to talk with Tara. He is really like, he is telling this to everyone. I fully expect to go home if I don't win one of the next two competitions. I know you guys are going to take the shot at me. I get it. I'm going to just need to win. I just hope the next competition is something I can beat you guys in. But you know what? I'm happy with fourth place. You know, I feel like I did a good job.
I really think Keith has like mastered reverse psychology because like we talked about it on a few of my other updates, but like the moment that Keith is like, oh, I'm going home, whenever he's on the block and he's moping it up, people are like, you know what? We don't want to send you home, Keith. So now that he's safe and he's like, oh, guys, you guys should make the move to get me out. They're like, but we don't want to do that, Keith. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's some weird reverse psychology thing that he has going on. But the fact that he just keeps throwing that in the atmosphere and none of them are like really catching or latching onto it is just, it's kind of amazing in a sense. I don't know. It's weird.
I mean, I think that Kiefer is genuinely feeling like very down. I think mm-hmm. that he is concerned. He had a lot of confidence about winning the last few competitions and winning his way to the end. He talked about it all the time. I'm going to win. But in the last few, I mean, he hasn't won a competition in a while. He has not performed very well. He's gotten a lot of mistakes. Mm-hmm. He's made a lot of mistakes in the day's competitions. And I think it's dawning on him that he may not be able to win his way to the end. And I think that he is going into, he's got two extremes. Either I am the best ever or I suck and I'm going to go. I think he is gravitating toward mopey mode. And I think he's kind of he's already kind of consoling himself that fourth place was a good, it was a good run. I did a good job, Kiefer. I did hard work. And he's already preparing himself with the narrative of like, if only you had been able to win, if only you had won, what you would have won the whole thing, but you were just too big of a threat, Kiefer. And everyone knew it. And it's like, when you tell everyone, maybe.
You're a threat. Yeah. So he's reverse psychologizing himself.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he wins one of those competitions. Get ready for
the Mullet Man. stepped out of the grave.
Yeah, so that's I think that's where Kiefer's at here.
Yeah, but what did you think about when the skip the dishes talk? Because that was another thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you thought it was big, but we got during the day, Keith was awarded the skip the dishes. It was just him versus Beth on the block. Yeah. I mean, who are have nots. And he got skip the dishes. And like I said, as soon as Beth would leave the area, Keith was like, Canada love the trapdoor, guys. This is a confirmation. They love us. They love us. Thank you, Canada. We're the best. And I was just like, I don't mind Keith's like bragging. People are always 50-50 on Kiefer being too confident or arrogant. I don't mind being confident or arrogant. The one thing I don't like is like the using the outside to try and justify what you're doing on the inside, like trying to glean information from Twist. So that is kind of annoying to me. And I'm just like, trapdoor is not going to happen, Keith. It's not going to happen. It's not, this isn't fetch. But he's excited. They think this is confirmation. And I think this is what kind of broke Beth a little bit too, as well.
Yeah. And, you know, they kind of talk about like, oh, Jed was so convinced he was a fan favorite. They probably loved it when we took him out. He was probably the villain all season long. Remember that 13-year-old boy comment he made toward Tara? He must have been the villain. We're the heroes of this story. We're all skip the dishes winners. All three of us, Kiefer, Braden, and Ty. We're the good people.
We all hate it when people decide who they think the good people are. And this is no different. You guys are talking about if you were Kiefer stands last night. I love the coverage with Kevin Martin and Jacob. I appreciate Kiefer's game. I like what Kiefer's doing. I do think as of right now, he is the not only just the fan favorite, the front runner to win, but I think he has the best case. But it doesn't mean I delight in all of the stuff that he's really done, but I'm not against him. I'm just like, can we just not with these good people versus bad people thing? I really just don't like that.
Yeah. So we're then going to get to, so Braden and Ty are just kind of hanging out in the living room on the couch. Braden is like massaging Ty's head.
Yes.
Beth is going to plop herself over. In the brief time that Braden gets up for a second, and she's like, Ty, I hope you're not going to base your vote off of the fight that we had. So they start talking about the vote. Braden comes back over, and she's talking to Ty and Braden, and she makes a very valid pitch. This is the pitch that she should have been making all along, which is like, you realize I am the only one in this game of the three that are going to take the two of you to the final three, right? Like,
yes.
I am, if I stay in this game, I am going after Kiefer. And Tara, not going after Kiefer. It's 2v2 right now. You keep me in the game. It's 3v1. And you should want me here.
Yes, it was such a great point. But like, then she lost the plot. And then Ty was also, she was making great logical points. And then Ty at this point in the conversation was saying things that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
He was like, Tara, but why would you not keep Tara? Tara's on the block.
Yes.
So if you keep Beth, Tara goes home. What are we talking about here? I was so confused. I was like, Ty, I need you to come on, man. Get them wheels turning, because she's making sense. You're trying to like unlogic her sense, but you're putting in stuff that doesn't make sense. Like it was tiptoeing on your, you know, gaslighting this season has been very high. So it was tiptoeing on that. But this is a good pitch from Beth. I'm gonna let you keep going.
No, I'm so happy. I'm usually the one that has to point out logical inconsistencies and rant about them. I'm so happy that you got that one. Because I was the same. I was like, what do you mean? Why wouldn't you take Tara? Tara's not gonna be there.
I was so confused.
And the thing is, Beth doesn't even catch it. She was like, I wouldn't want to take Tara. She's got a great resume. Like, to Beth, Tara will be gone. Both of you. What are you doing? She says Tara's best chance is to take Kiefer, and she knows that. She knows that she needs to split you two up. And Ty's like, well, who knows what Tara would do? I don't know. And nobody knows what Tara would do. She's like, okay, but you know what I would do. And that's that I would take you. And Ty says, I just don't believe you. I just don't believe you. You've told us all different things, so it's hard to believe you. She's like, what do you mean? Of course I've told you different things. Why would I not tell you guys different things? Of course I'm telling Kiefer something different than I'm trying to get you out of this house, Kiefer. But I'm telling you guys that I want Kiefer out, and I want to bring you guys to the final three. And that's the truth. And he's just like, I mean, you're telling people different things, so it's hard to believe you.
Yeah, how can I believe you, Beth? You've lied so many times in this game, Beth. Like, it was really interesting, because this is where Beth lost the plot, because she's let Ty start hashing up things from the past. And the past doesn't mean anything. And Beth said it after they had started going down memory lane. Beth did say it doesn't matter, but it was too late, because then Ty was saying, well, you know, when you pitched to put me and Brayden on the block back in Tara's week, you told me that, you know, the plan was to backdoor Jed, but then if it doesn't happen, we could just get rid of Bray. Then you told Bray, well, the plan is to backdoor Jed, but if it doesn't happen, we'll get rid of Ty. And that did happen, right, Taryn? Like,
she told Brayden, hey, let's make a big move. Let's backdoor Jed. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And then if something goes wrong, then obviously, you know, Ty would be the one to go over Brayden. And so Kiefer, of course, used that and told Ty, oh, I bet the real plan is to try and take you out of the game, which it wasn't. But Ty fully believes it, clearly. And thinks that by saying this, he's like, he's got Beth trapped. But Beth is like, of course I told Brayden that you would be the other option. Why would I tell Brayden that if I'm trying to get Brayden to nominate himself, why would I tell him that he's the backup plan? I've even told Brayden this, that he was, that I lied to him, that he was not the person that would have stayed, that he would have gone. I straight up told him this, Ty.
Right. And so now he has Beth admitting to her lies, and he can now hammer home, you've been lying this whole time, Beth. You've just been lying. And she's like, I know, but believe me now. And then Ty's like, but how can I believe you now? How can I believe you? And it's just like, oh, it's just a feedback loop, but just bad. It's just so real bad.
It's so bad. And yeah. Like, I don't like Ty just, he has. And I think many of the viewers can probably relate to Ty a little bit here, because I think a lot of viewers are frustrated with Beth as well. But man, Ty, you're playing a game. And the way that he is handling Beth is so bad. The day before the eviction, he plans to send her out. The way that he is talking to her is very, very much like, and she points this out. She's like, you keep interrupting me. You're talking down to me. You're acting like none of what I'm saying matters or makes any sense, when it does. And it does. It's just like anything but what you're doing, Ty. Just like sit her down and apologize for what you have to do, because it's the game and whatever. Like, it's anything but blaming her for you sending her home. Especially when the blame is not even completely 100% accurate about what happened, and you're completely washing away your own sins in terms of like what you've done, which is very similar to what she's done. You were together for most of the game, so it's like, oh.
And then she starts to say, well, last week we were all clearly debating if Bray was going to go home or Jed was going to go home. So this is where Ty drops it was never a debate. It was already decided. It was already decided. And so Beth going down this alley she's like, but, you know, you were saying Bray's name too. You were really considering getting rid of Bray. And then Ty was like, I've never wanted Bray to go in this game. I've never wanted Bray to go in this game. And so again, it's just like we got sidetracked from what you really should be fighting for here. And because Beth doesn't know that first part of the Jed plan, it does make it seem like what she's saying now holds no merit, especially with Bray sitting right there. And Bray was in on the plan before she was in on the plan. So now it's just kind of that further excuse for Ty to blame her more, which he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be. But that's what happens when you come into an argument not knowing all of the information. You make one step to the left and then people can bury you on that step. Yeah. And it was just, it was insane to watch. It was just, it was hard. It was hard.
And like Ty's method of like, he goes through the laundry list of like, these are all the ways that you've wronged me in this game. And these are all of the terrible things that you've done in this game.
Right.
It makes Beth be like, why are you doing this to me right now? Well, like, right. I've never done this to you. I've never gone to Brayden and started to tell him about all the things you've said about him. Like, I've never done that to you. What is happening here? I have wanted to go to the final three with you. I've always wanted to go to the end with you, Ty. I've always wanted to go to the end with you over Jed. That's always been the plan. He's like, you never told me that. And she's like, you know what? You're completely right. I did never tell you that. I kind of thought it was an unspoken thing because, I didn't want to go to the end with Jed. And so this is obviously, she had many different plans at many different right. times. I'm sure she at one point considered taking Ty to the end over Jed, but definitely not the whole time. But she's trying to say like, look, I always wanted to cut Jed and I've wanted to go to the final three with you. And you know what matters? I want to go to the final three with you right now. And Ty's like, your story makes no sense. Your words don't line up at all. Exactly. Like, why would you want Brayden and me on the block if you wanted to go to the final three with us? She was like, I didn't want you guys to go home. It was a plan to keep the three of us safe and for Brayden to go at that time. But then I told Brayden that the plan was for him to go. And so at that point, when Jed was leaving, I clearly wanted to go to the end with you guys. And Ty just keeps like, Beth, you're just spiraling. Just stop.
Yeah.
None of what you're saying makes any sense. And like, she's trying to get it out. She's trying mm-hmm. to get it out. And he keeps interrupting and asking questions and trying to poke holes in what she's saying. She's like, Ty, you had a role in all of this. Your stuff doesn't match up either. You haven't been, you saying you haven't been against, you haven't been against Brayden at all. You haven't been against Brayden sleeping in your bed, letting him do stuff that you don't agree with. You never said that to me. Feeds cut.
Before we get to that last part, when she said, oh, I wanted to be the final three with you and Brayden, I wanted this all along. It's just like, girl, you know that you have to know that just rings very false because we all know that you at least wanted to take Jed to the final three. At the very least, she wanted to take Jed to the final three so she could have her John moment and cut him. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like at the bare minimum, very least. So again, you step one foot off the path and then of course they're going to come in and bury it. And it was just like, it was really bad. Like it really was really bad. Ty is completely in a defensive mode. You can tell he has inceptioned himself to believe that he is the wrong party. And it is not in this case, but he has convinced himself he is the wrong party and he is going to let Beth know, I think you're the wrong. You're in the wrong right before she goes out the door, which is so, so not smart, not smart at all. Like you said, Ty should have just kept her calm, told her like, you know, thank you for your points, but this is what I feel like I got to do instead of just kept antagonizing and poking holes at her. And I do feel bad that she felt like he was like making her intentionally feel bad and all of that. because I don't think he really like raised his voice at her or anything like that, but he was trying to gaslight her. He was trying to say that it was her fault that most of this stuff happened when we all know she had they both had a hand in it. Now, once she turns to the Bray subject with Bray right there, that part I was like, Beth, what are you doing? Because like you said on the previous recaps, Ty has said to Beth and Jed, like, yo, I'm scared if he gets the HOH room, he's going to expect stuff, you know. But the way that she said it in front of Bray, and the reason why, you could see before the feeds cut, Ty was pissed. And I would love to know if Ty was pissed because like game wise, like she was trying to blow up his game, or if he really like didn't want like Bray to feel that way, or to, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to know, why was he pissed, emotionally or game wise? Because to say that, to try to insinuate that there was no consent on Ty's side for what Ty and Bray have been doing is so inflammatory and very much like wrong, especially since now we've gotten confirmation on the episodes that Ty says like he's like, yeah, I want to do it. I want to make Bray emotionally connected to me. We've been cuddling and doing all sorts of things. So Ty is consenting. They are both two grown adults. They have formed an alliance. They are both each other's final twos now. Emotional relationship or not, playing him or not, they are both mutually benefiting from their pairing. So the way that Beth is speaking on their relationship is just, it's untrue for what we've been presented. And it's just very not cool. Like, on top of all of that, it's just not cool.
I mean, I think that given the conversation that Beth and Ty had, where he did say that that Brayden comes on very strong and that he doesn't want to do some of the things that Brayden is doing, I do see why she has that impression. I think that in this moment, I don't think she's intentionally trying to lie, but I do think that she is trying to be as hurtful as possible because she's very upset. But what she's saying is not necessarily anything that Ty hasn't said. And so, you know, it only goes so far because, you know, they did have a whole conversation about it. And Ty has said these things, and, you know, we're later going to hear some of the other things that Beth said, is that Ty said that Brayden doesn't deserve to be there, which is also true. Ty did say those things. Ty did say that he wanted Brayden out of the game because it makes him sick that people like Brayden are still in the game when somebody like Kiefer might be going home. And so,
was that recently though?
That was the week that Kiefer was up. So that was you know, like a week and a half ago. So yeah, I mean, it's like she is saying true things, and Ty is, you know, rightfully denying them in the game. But it's definitely a bit of an interesting sort of situation
dynamic,
here,
right?
In terms of like, you know, I think they are both in the wrong here, ultimately.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I just, you know, it's kind of unfortunate that the conversation cannot be a mature one between these people. There's only so much you can do, I think, in this house.
Right. And I guess we'll never. I don't know. I want to say that we'll never truly know where Ty. I mean, maybe after the show and stuff like that, because, you know, later they're talking about like, oh, you'll always get questions about, you know, Bray and Ty and all of that. So I just really wish, because the feeds cut so much, we never get a Ty and Bray talk about their relationship in a sense. We always get like a good, their game talk. We know that Bray has said that he would love to go to the end with Ty because it would be his historic final two. We now know that Ty, like, Bray is Ty's number one. We know that they are mutually each other's number one. I wish we could just get a little bit more information on their relationship together, because, and I, once the feed's cut from this, they're cut for like an hour or so. And by the time we come back, everybody's in the same room. Ty's in the bed with a pillow on top of his face. Bray's sitting there like trying to comfort him, like still rubbing on him. Like the whole day was just Bray rubbing on Ty, and I was living for it. And it looked like Ty was living for it. So when that argument happened, I was like, dang, that just soured a lot. But by the time the feeds came on and it seemed like Bray and Ty were still good, I was like, okay, well, what happened then? Because I feel like they would have had to talk after that. Like after all of that, they would have had to talk because Beth put all of that out there, like right in the ether, smacked it down on the table. So I can't imagine that they didn't go somewhere and have a conversation that maybe we'll see on the episodes. Cause that, like you said last night, it was very timely that they brought this up on the episodes and then for this to happen. So I don't know. I just feel bad. I feel bad. I feel like Bray is in the crosshairs between Beth and Ty, like using the situation, both trying to use the situation to their advantage. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think that's fair to Bray. I really don't.
For sure. It's definitely it's just an icky situation all around. Yeah. I do wish that we had like sort of clear messaging from Ty, because sort of like the way he just outright denies it entirely in the house, right, sort of like is like, oh, Ty. I feel like if we had some sort of like this is exactly how I feel and what I'm doing, that would, mm-hmm, I think be nice. But certainly also do not necessarily agree with the way that Beth is trying to weaponize this in a game way and trying to do so in the most hurtful way possible, just because she's upset with how Ty is treating her, which again, to be fair, was not great either. Yeah. So it's, again, it's like when, you know, it's really, when mud starts slinging, it gets on everyone here.
Yes, exactly. Perfect analogy there.
Yeah.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
So the feed's cut for a while. They come back up and Brayden, Ty, and Kiefer eventually are going to do a little bit of a debrief on everything that happened in the little bit of a confrontation there. Ty brings up oh, and she was just trying to say that, like, I didn't think that you deserved to be here. Like, that's not true. I would never say that. I don't say things about people serving to be here, which again is not true.
Not true.
And again, but it's like I kind of feel like he believes it. Kind of feel like he doesn't remember that he has said those things. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Ty convinces himself. He convinces himself so that he could try and convince us, which if we didn't have the feeds would be convincing, but we've seen it all. So.
They can't believe that Beth is saying this. And you, what you mentioned earlier is completely correct. That the main thing that discredits everything that she said is that one of her main points is, hey, Ty, you talked about potentially taking Brayden out just last week. We went back and forth. You said it was up to me at various times. And Brayden, Ty, and Kiefer know that it was never a debate, that she was in the dark about that. And so when she brings that up, Brayden's like, I can see why she might think that, but obviously she's wrong. So it helps to discredit all of the things that were true that happened prior to that week. Because that is the biggest, most concrete piece of evidence that she feels like she has. It's the most recent thing. And so she really tries to make that her sticking point. But that's the worst piece of evidence that she has. And even if she had good evidence from before, it does. That's the problem is it doesn't matter. The game is the game right now. And, right. Falling into this trap of trying to throw stones at Ty and Brayden's relationship is not going to help her current situation. Granted, Ty was making it very clear that nothing was going to help her situation, so
right.
That aided to the frustration.
Exactly, and this is why a simple, concise argument is always the best. If you have a simple, concise, logical.
Yes.
Argument, and you just keep it that, you keep hammering that, then it people will think about it because there's no inconsistencies, and then they could probably make a logical decision. But once you start bringing in stuff from the past, once you start bringing up emotional stuff, once you step one foot out of line and bring up a mistake, it was exactly what they did with, I think when Victoria was going home and she had said like one thing and they were like, oh, that's it. Like, so yeah, she had it, like Beth had it. And I don't know. I've never been a fan of Beth. Like, it's documented. But I kind of did want her to stay here, just because it's better for Ty and Bray's game. It was until those fights.
I mean, honestly, I think that even now she would not go after Ty or, I mean, she is a player that would make, like, she knows she needs to go after Kiefer, and I think that she right. would. I think that I still think that Ty and Brayden should probably evict Tara, but especially yeah. considering some of the stuff that's been going on, I think just this morning, where Beth is now, maybe not anymore, because Beth has sort of changed her tune. She's kind of advocating for Tara to now not take the shot at Kiefer and instead take the shot at Ty and Brayden because she's so annoyed with them. But I think if she was in the game, she would make the correct. I think she's just trying to help spite a move for Tara.
Right.
And she's saying that, like, basically, if you don't take out one of Ty or Brayden, they're going to take each other. So and I do think that Kiefer will take you. You've got that going for you. I think that Beth is heading to that year. I think that this whole thing has actually been very good for Brayden, because I think that Ty has been tanking his chances with the jury. Now, not necessarily the whole jury, but certainly with Beth. And I think if Beth goes back there and says, these are all the ways that Ty is not owning his game, these are all the ways that Ty is screwing up his jury management, I think Jed would jump on that with Beth. I think that Roe would appreciate an argument that says he won't own his game and he is not, he has bad jury management. I think that Roe is a fan of the game, and it sort of like understands that you need good jury management if you want to win. You need to own your game if you want to win. Right. I think that and I think that Vic even would be like, why won't you own your game if that's what's happening? Now, I don't think she'll necessarily buy into what Beth is saying, but even just Beth and Jed being anti-Ty gives credence to, again, somebody like Ro, who is already inclined to be like, hey, I like Brayden. I'm wanting him to win, but he needs to give me something, give him a reason to vote for Brayden over Ty. That could be the reason. And all of a sudden, it starts to look kind of close, Brayden versus Ty.
So, but okay. So say Beth has, she has a 50-50 chance of making a logical argument to the jury here. Let's give her, let's say 50-50 chance. Mm. If she comes back and she's like, I'm so pissed at Ty. He would not listen to me. He got rid of me. He got, you know, he was in on the plan to get rid of you, Jed. And then Jed and Beth are mad at Ty because they he basically turned on the trio. How does that not look? I mean, depending on it, and if that's if they don't put it to them logically, like he's not owning his moves, any of that. How does that look to the jury who was like, somebody has to get rid of that trio. Somebody has to aim for that trio. And then they find out that Ty was the one who turned on the trio. And then they're like, Ty turned on the trio. He did something that people weren't willing to do. And depending on if that jury, you know, if that jury either dislikes Jed and Beth trying to push somebody else, like a good Raven and Matt. I love going back to the Raven and Matt, because Raven and Matt advocated for Paul. And just because people hated Raven and Matt, they basically were like, let's make a pact. We're not voting for Paul. I wonder if that type of situation could happen with Jed and Beth, if they are really that mad at Ty. You know what I'm saying?
It's certainly possible. Now, I will say that what I have heard from Beth in the house when she's talking to Tara about Ty's poor jury management and that he won't own up to his own game, that speaks to me about how she will likely talk to the jury. And I do think that those points will resonate. But you're completely correct in that when Beth gets frustrated, she does lose the plot. And she, you know, if she gets pushback, I could see her sort of caving in and starting to talk about other things. And it certainly could, you know, Ro doesn't like Beth. Vic doesn't like Beth. Right. And so those, you know, that could end up in a sort of like adversarial conversation. And that could end up backfiring if Beth is trying to get an anti-Ty sentiment. Again, even if that does happen, I don't know that that it would be enough. I mean, Beth and Jed alone, if you know, Tara or Tina does not dislike Beth. Tina was actually a pretty big Beth supporter. And when Tara comes into the jury, if Brayden and Ty are there, Tara certainly is a fan of Beth as well, to some degree. You know, she does not like Kiefer. She does not like Ty. She does not like Brayden very much. Actually, she doesn't dislike Brayden more than she dislikes Ty and Kiefer the most. She's already inclined to like Brayden more. She comes into the jury. Beth continues to talk about Ty not owning easy. I could absolutely see Tina and Tara joining Beth and Jed. Like I said, either way, I think this could be a lot closer for Brayden, than we may have thought, considering the mistakes that Ty is making when it comes to jury management. Cause I really felt like Ty should, and he should have it locked up here. Again, you have to also consider the fact that Brayden is making a huge mistake this week by not taking the shot at Kiefer. And that could really resonate, especially with Jed and, Ro. So it really depends. I think you also have to look at, like, does Beth really go into the jury anti-Ty? Or does she also, like many of the other jury members, say, you know what? I don't want to be bitter. I don't want to be that person. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and give Ty some credit. And so maybe she does come in saying he's not owning his game. He has bad jury management, but he's still better than Brayden. I mean, what is Brayden doing? Like I said, I think that Ty or Brayden has more of a chance than he may have before. But I would still personally say that Ty has the leg up here still. But he really needs to step up his jury management and just in general social game, because it's really bad at times.
And I think I think it's kind of fair to say that unless Keith is sitting in those seats, it'll be a close vote. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I agree.
I think Keith is the only one that could be possibly get a sweep. Everybody else, it might just be a toss up. So could you imagine if we get a Bray and Tara final two? Like, wild. What would you do then?
Would be interesting. I feel like Tara would probably take that one pretty easily, unless it was like Brayden wins Final Four, Brayden wins Final Three, and Final Four, he cuts Kiefer at Final Three, he cuts Ty. Like, I think Brayden would win that, but it's sort of like, as things are, I feel like Tara would probably take that win.
Bray is really good at speaking. Like, that's stupid to say, but like, he is really good at like stating a case.
I think that Brayden is he's good at responding. Like, so I haven't really gone over this before, but like, Brayden in a conversation is very much like, 100%. Yeah, absolutely. completely agree. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, not that. Yeah, definitely. Not that, though. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, completely. 100%. Oh, obviously.
Yes.
That is honestly, genuinely, 90%.
Yes, of his speech.
That's a genuine assessment. I genuinely think 90% of Brayden's conversations are him just emphatically agreeing with what's being said to him. And it's been working in terms of just like, it keeps him very sort of like, meh.
Yes. And when Austin was there, like they barely even had to talk. Like, they were just so like in sync with each other. But I mean, in like when he's explaining his like in the DRs.
In the DRs. Yes, that's right. He is very good in the DRs.
So when he's explaining his strategy for the ball challenge, when he's explaining his strategy for the poker, you know, the final two get at least what, a day and a half, to like put their a few days actually to put their speeches together.
That is a good point.
Yeah, I think he can do very well in articulating why he should win. So I'm excited. Like, again, I really do think it's pretty open. Sad, I hate to say it, once Beth goes, I'll be pretty much okay with anybody winning. I think this has been a good end game. It sucks that we missed this whole weekend of it, because that was probably, like you pointed out, will probably be the end all be all of all of the game talk and the strategy and all of that. Now it's just win. So it kind of sucks we were deprived of this end game, because Lord knows, but that Monday episode, I was like, I guess Wednesday, I finally feel like I've gotten back into it with yesterday's episode, because it feels like it the season ended. Like you said, it felt like the season ended last week.
it really did. So we'll see how it goes. That's pretty much the day. Tara and Beth did talk. I mean, just an example of the difference between how Beth is being treated. So Kiefer to Beth is saying things like, you shouldn't be saying that, you know, all your days, like, you never know. Man, they'd better take me out of the game. That's how Kiefer is treating Beth. Brayden is just being like, yeah, 100%. Yeah, definitely. Ty is saying, you deserve this. Have fun in jury, Beth. And Tara is having conversations with Beth, saying, you should be so proud of the way that you played this game, Beth. Like, I'm so happy that I got to play this game with you. And that's kind of how Tara has been jury managing all season. She had a similar conversation with Jed, saying that he shouldn't be embarrassed about what happened. And that he should be proud of the way that he played the game. Tara has had pretty good jury management. Obviously, the Victoria situation was a little bit different, but apart from Victoria, Tara has been very kind to people on the way out the door, which is a stark contrast to a lot of how other people have sort of treated the people going out the door. So I don't necessarily know if that means anything, especially this jury seems to be very set on game-oriented voting. But it's worth noting right now, in case it does come into play a little bit later, that this is, this is how Tara, and, you know, again, this is, people talk about Paris and how she won the game by winning a couple endgame comps, but Paris did this as well. Paris was very nice to the people on their way out the door. She had long conversations with them. Notably, you know, she had a lot of good stuff, you know, all the way through, with everybody that left. And then she won some endgame comps. Right. So, that's important to note as well. She may not even make it to the end, but, just putting it out there.
Yeah. I think that's a great point. And yeah, the rest of the day, it kind of felt like, Beth kind of felt like spoiler. She felt like the spoiler the rest of the day. Like whenever the feeds went to her, she was talking about her diary session. She was getting the feeds cut. I felt like the feeds just kept going in and out most of the day, or she was just making people uncomfortable. Like it was just one of those days where it's like after that fight and after, I think Beth is honestly also like hangry because she's still on slop. I think she probably thought she might get that Canada's vote and didn't get the Canada's vote and was really upset about it. So like it was weird. After those game talks, it was kind of icky to watch because it didn't feel good every time she walked into the room.
Yeah. So worth noting for tonight, where the eviction is going to happen. We're going to get a new HOH, you know, either on the episode or not. But in terms of targets for next week, I still do not know exactly where Ty and Brayden would be aiming if they won the veto. I guess it really doesn't matter for tonight because the target won't be happening tonight. The target will be happening for the veto competition. It seems like as of right now, Kiefer is convinced that Ty wants to cut him. I don't know if that means that Kiefer wants to cut Ty or what. But he is convinced that Ty wants to cut him. Tara seems like she may now not cut Kiefer, but it's hard to know for sure. She may go and try to break up Brayden and Ty. And so it seems like it genuinely may be kind of 2v2. I just don't know if Brayden or Ty, I feel like Brayden would be inclined to cut Kiefer. Ty might be inclined to cut Tara, based on what I've seen thus far. And I think that maybe both Tara and Kiefer would cut Ty, but it's just so hard to know. And it's going to depend on who wins the HOH and all of that. So, who knows?
Yeah. And I think, because you said like Tara was talking to Keith and then Keith left and then Tara like, I hate you. And I think Bray might need to be the one to just get into Tara's head. Like, we know we can't beat Keith. We can't beat Keith. We can't beat Keith. Like, we need to get him out. He's the number one jury threat, not even on some 2v2, but like, just if any of us want to make it to the end and win, we need to get Keith out. So, because I think it's better. I think at this point, you don't want to come to Tara as a duo trying to tell her to get rid of Keith, because she's just going to want to get rid of one of you two, you know? So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to see who wins HOH. It's sad that Bray can't play. So now it's all on Ty's shoulders, but then they also have the veto. So I love this point in Big Brother.
Yeah. So that's what we have for you guys. I will of course be live later today in just about an hour at 1 PM Eastern. I'll be live to talk about the stock watch on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. So join me there. And then later tonight, I'll be live on Twitch again during the episode to watch the episode live. Then after the episode, we'll be live to recap the episode. So plenty of coverage here coming today. Tomorrow, I'll be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. So lots of stuff coming. We've also got Circle coverage going on. The first two recaps of the week for episode 9 and 10 should be out here you can watch them. Then for episode 11, we'll have a recap that drops tomorrow and on Friday. And then on Saturday, live podcast to recap episode 12 and the week at large. So that's what we got for you. You can also find me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. Mari, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Stereo at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two. Come follow me. We are currently on a Yadis for the wrestling wrap up. But if you stay following me and my co-host Matt Scott at Matt Scott GW, we're going to try and do some off-season things. If you join the RHAP Patreon, we have an unofficial Patreon group in Facebook called Job Has a Squad Cast. You can find us on there, talking to everybody in that group. So if you want to keep up with us before season two starts, follow us and you'll know everything we're doing.
All right. That's what we have for you guys today. Thank you so much for joining us. See you next time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.